The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Hey, welcome back to the Brightside and This Week in Comics for, well, what today is Thursday, April 9th. John worked really hard at digging up some news that I didn't already spoil. Very upset with me doing a daily podcast and taking all his news away, so we get into that. We have a few news items to discuss, then we get into a little bit of comics, and then we talk Rebels and Clone Wars from Disney Plus. And there's a few tangents thrown in there as well. Let's just get to my favorite part of the week and get into the store and hang out with John. Hey, John, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. Nice. It's so great to have you back. I'm not talking to myself. I haven't had an interview in a while. I haven't talked to anybody else. It's me by myself. But this is so nice. I'm sure the listeners appreciate it, too.
Well, and even last week, it was all me because I was on all your shows. So it's like,
right.
You need to get somebody besides me on there.
Yeah. Oh, recently, you mean?
Yeah.
You know, up until like a month ago, you were on all my shows. So it was show. So It's still our show. And it's great to be back on our show.
Yeah, no. No, but I'm just saying I was on your home theater show. I was all your interviews last week. So
I know. That's a lot. That was a lot of work.
It was a lot of me, too, I'm sure. I'm only good in small doses.
No, I had a good time. Hey. You imagine being with me 24/7? That's what I have to handle every day.
I know, right? That's what I have to put up with.
I think I come out the winner on that, just hanging out with you for hours a week.
There you go.
All right, so how are we doing? What do we got? What's new, John?
Not much. Not much. Personally or like news-wise? Because personally,
whatever
I'm just...
you got.
Hanging out at the house and watching TV. So,
have you done
it.
Any yard work? Have you done anything around the house?
I haven't done any yard work. I mean, I have a yard guy, but I mean, I've done, you know, I do laundry. You know, I do all the chores around the house because I'm the only one here.
Yeah,
you know, so I'm cooking dinner for my wife every day. She's getting spoiled. She doesn't want me to ever go
Lydia's
back.
Lydia's
got to
be loving that.
Yeah, because you know she comes home every day and. This is going to sound kind of stalkery, and it's not really, but, you know, I have that find, you know, she's on that Find My People app or whatever on the iPhone.
Yeah.
You know, so I just kind of check it around the time she's supposed to leave, so I know that she's left work, and then I know how much time it's till she gets home, and then I plan right. dinner to basically be on the table when she gets here.
Right.
But, that's you know, it seemed kind of stalkerish, you know, because I don't really keep tabs on her, But, you know, it just lets me know when she's coming and...
But it's for a good cause.
But it's right. So, it's so you know, so...
Yeah, it's not like you're popping out of the bushes.
Exactly.
You're making her dinner.
You know, we're eating a lot of pasta because I'm Italian and that's really all I know how to make.
You're good at boiling water, huh?
Yeah, so I hope that... I'm not sure when this quarantine is over if the show My 600-Pound Life, if they just... come to me automatically or if I have to seek them out.
Yes.
Because that's not my joke. I've seen it online, but
I know my mother-in-law said that one,
but I'm definitely going to be there, yeah. You know, because that's all I do now. I'm sitting at home and I watch TV and I try not to snack all damn day long because there's nothing else to do.
Right.
But you know, no, I mean, you know, again, not to be too boring, but I mean, I do the laundry and I've cleaned the house and that's all I'm doing. You know, I go out to the grocery store a couple times a week. And
yes.
That's it. You
know. So what is it like down there? Are they up here? They're telling everybody don't go to the grocery store if you absolutely don't have to. Don't go in groups. If you see somebody, you know, don't stop and talk to them.
Kind of the same thing. You know, they don't want... You know, you should pick a designated person in your house to go do the shopping and not really go in groups or definitely don't bring like your three kids with you to the store.
Yeah.
But yeah, same thing. Practice social distancing at the store. Now we're all supposed to be wearing masks and, gloves.
It's
and
recommended.
All this stuff. And, yeah. and, you know, I'm not going to get into too much of whether I comply with that or not, but.
I think just you saying that people get
right. I was gonna say, but I just did really. I just got into it, but yeah, that's it. So not a whole lot new.
Oh,
really?
That's I mean that's all we can do. I've done
right.
lawn. I did lawn work a lot. I still have been going to work. One of my dealerships or the dealerships around here found out. I guess they can still remain open by appointment only.
Right.
Because they run everything online. And so you would do everything, you know, online, come in and there's people, everybody's wearing masks and the customers come in and wear masks and they just sign and drive away in their new car. So.
Oh, so no test driving or any of that stuff.
I don't know. I didn't get into that. I'd imagine if you want to test drive,
I definitely
want to
drive a car.
Yeah.
I definitely want to drive a car before I buy it, but.
Yeah. But online, buying cars online is a huge deal now anyways. So,
well, yeah, I know a lot of people are doing it. Hell, they have like car vending machines now. Like, I don't know if you
really?
Have them up there, but we have them here where basically, yeah, you do it all online and then
does
you
the
just
car ever
get all...
stuck and you got to shake it?
No, but there's a place. No, but there's a place here where it looks like a giant cylinder and it's got all cars in it. It lights up really cool at night, like neon blue or whatever. And it's kind of like that. It's like the. Wherever the car is, guess is numbered or what have
yeah.
you, it somehow it dispenses the car. It's like all basically contactless car buying, you know? It's pretty cool.
Have you ever put your money in and you got two cars instead of just the one?
Yeah, I shake the machine and yeah. I get like three cars and
yeah, let's not rehash my rental experience when I was down there last.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
Oh, yeah. I was so angry. Let's just say I got to the gate and they told me I was in the wrong car that they literally put me in.
Yeah.
I don't know how that can happen.
Like, how can I be?
Just what you want to hear when you're about to pull out after being in the plane all morning and haven't eaten. And,
and it's like, this is the one I'm taking now because I'm in it.
Right.
I touched it, so I'm in it. These days, you know, if you touch it, it's yours. So
right. Ooh.
You know. It's like I was at the store, and last week I did go to the store with Lydia, and I grabbed something off the shelf, and I was like, hey, do we need this? And I was waiting for her to answer me, and I was like, well, I've got my hands all over it, so we're
right.
buying it now regardless, and I just threw it in the cart and bought it. So it's like, if you touch it, you own it.
Right. Yeah, it's... Yeah, you don't want to be going around going, do we, oh, this one looks
yeah,
nice.
I'm just touching everything, and it's like, oh, I want the one way in the back. And
yeah. Well, there is no way in the back now. Everything's
that's true.
Out in the front. That's all they
like,
got.
It's basically, yeah, one piece of anything you want sitting on the shelf. So.
Yeah. All right, what do we got for comic book news this week? Do you have anything comic book related?
Well, I have
laughing.
A couple of things. I would have had a lot more things, but somebody's doing a show every morning. And stealing all the good news stories. It's like I'm literally here with my pencil, like you know, crossing. All right, I cross that one off, cross that one off, cross that one off. But I did manage to salvage three things.
But hey, on that note, though, if you want to talk, you know what? I thought of that when I was recording. Well, what?
Oh, I know
this
we could
morning
bring it
show.
Up again.
We can still bring it up again because I like talking. But that's why I started bringing up all those ridiculous headlines because I'm like.
Yeah.
Just talk about them because some of them are ridiculous, but this is comic book store conversation. So
yeah, well,
what did I talk about that you would like to get off your chest, John?
Well, the problem is none of them were super noteworthy that we have to have these deep discussions about them. It was just things
oh,
I
so
was going to bring
my
up.
Show's not noteworthy.
I was
going to.
Well, I had the you know the all the dates for all the new Marvel movies, and you. Talked about it this morning. It doesn't warrant like further discussion, so it's not like
right.
I'm super bummed about it. It's just stuff I had that I was going to talk about. but you know, if you want to deep dive into all the new dates, I mean, I you know, the only bummer is that we're just waiting along. You know, everything gets pushed.
Yeah, it's just
a lot
resetting
further out.
Everything.
Yeah, a lot
yeah,
further
resetting
out.
The
which
timeline.
You knew that was going to happen with Marvel because everything hinges on the previous movie. So it's not
right.
like they can. You know, for instance, if it was DC, they could still get away with putting Aquaman 2 out before Wonder Woman 2 if that's what it came to. But Marvel is so interconnected that they have to follow in a row. And, you know, same thing with all the TV shows and all of that stuff. So one thing getting bumped pushes, you know, pushes the whole machine out
right.
6 months.
The thing about the MCU one, though, the dates, is that that didn't include any of the Disney Plus titles.
They weren't on that list, but I have to imagine that those are going to get shuffled around to some degree also
soon.
Because
yes.
some shows have to fall in between certain movies.
Right.
You know, to make sense. So,
well, the entire MCU is hinged on movie after, you know, they go from movie to movie on purpose, like you were just saying. So, and Kevin Feige has been so adamant about Disney Plus now being part of that. These shows are going to be part of the MCU. So all of our screaming is being pushed.
They're definitely going to get rearranged too. They just haven't given us the new dates for any, because we never had firm dates to begin with for most of them anyway. We just had general time frames. But,
well, we had Winter Soldier was supposed to be August.
Right.
Remember,
but again,
we got those months
just
and we were all excited.
So,
yeah.
We got the months, not necessarily the premiere dates.
Right.
And
now I bet they won't even be this year.
Yeah. Well, because Winter Soldier happened between Black Widow and the Eternals on the timeline. So now
so
it's going
Christmas
to have
time?
To get pushed. Yeah. At least till Christmas, probably.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll go from there. I don't know. Again, it's. In the landscape that we're living in now, it's nothing that's super important to anybody.
Not at all.
But it is something that, you know, for us that are quarantined at home, you know, the dates that we get to binge things is important, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So
yeah. Or the dates we actually get to go. That's what I like about seeing those dates is that it's a reminder that this will be a memory someday.
Right.
You know, and you see, like, even, like, Wonder Woman, which is August. What's that, August 5th or whatever it was.
Yeah, something.
And it's, but just seeing that and being like, you know what? We will get through this. And when you see these dates, it's like, you know, it's a sign of hope, put it that way.
It's a sign of hope. And now, again, you know, these things could all shuffle again.
Of course.
Depending on what happens. So it is, like you said, it is nice to see that they're committing to getting their, you know, their commitment to the industry and keeping things going. But, you know, there is a world where these get moved again, depending on how long this thing, how long this thing lasts. So they pushed them out. But I think the idea was that they might have overpushed them to some degree. But that's because they wanted to have pretty good certainty that they weren't going to have to push them again. You know, like 6 months might have been an overreaction, but like kind of like we mentioned last week, it's better to say 6 months than to put it a month and then have to change it and then put it another month and then have to change it.
Right.
So the only thing is I don't think they'll dial it back. Like, even if we were completely done with all of this in the next month and a half and...
Oh, they're not going to bump it up, no.
Yeah, I don't think they'd move it up again, because now these things are going to be kind of set in
What do you think about this idea, though, too? I do think that Marvel and DC, whether they're actually talking to each other or just... They don't want, like... You don't want Black Widow and Wonder Woman coming out at the same time. Because that's competing for dollars. And I don't think they're necessarily just doing it for their own pocketbooks, the studios, but for the theaters too.
Yeah,
you know,
at this
you
point,
want to have that role of movie going that's going to help the theaters and help the economy in general.
Right, because you know, once upon a time they wouldn't have hesitated to be, you know, released at the same time or even within a week or two of each other because they don't care about the competition.
Right,
but at this point, yeah, when you're maybe a family can only afford to go see one movie and that's it. You know, they don't want to have these two big releases happening at the same, you know, at the same time. Because hell, you know, some of us might be able to go and then we probably can't go again for 2 months, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Especially if it as a family event,
right.
That's going to be tough. So what do you have for fresh news?
Yeah. So getting back to,
what did I miss?
What I have. Well, it looks like the Obi-Wan series has got officially got a new head writer. So we heard, I don't know, some rumblings a little while back that the show was kind of on rocky footing. And maybe that was a little true I guess, because they have a new writer on board. So you only do that if you're unhappy with what the other writer was giving you. So Joby Harold is the new writer. Doesn't have any TV credits, but it looks like he did John Wick 3, Parabellum, and a couple of other movies. So, you know, obviously those, they performed well. I mean, they were, you know, pretty big hits. Like John Wick 3 was a huge hit. So, you know, obviously he knows how to do an action series and, can put that together. So we'll see what happens with this. You know, I don't know what that does to the timeline of Obi-Wan, but at this point, the timeline for everything is up in the air anyway. So
right. There's
really no better time than now to to revamp it all, because you can't be in production anyway. So if they can get all the scripts done in a reasonable amount of time, they could get back to production the same time they were going to get back anyways. So maybe it won't hold up things too long from there. Looks like they've confirmed Barbara Gordon is going to appear in season 3 of Titans. Which is really cool. Again, we don't know in what capacity. Is it going to be Batgirl? Is it going to be Oracle? You know, she's not traditionally tied to the Teen Titans as Oracle, but, you know, who knows? I mean, we've had Bruce Wayne, and obviously we have Dick Grayson, so it's not a stretch to see her. You know, it just depends on what she's going to do. And
she,
hell, she might not do anything.
All?
To the Titans?
Yeah.
No, not at all. Oracle was Birds of Prey. She was never a member of the Teen Titans. Because it was always Robin and Wonder Girl and Kid
getting
Flash.
I'm getting things mixed up.
Yeah.
Because I swore that she, not maybe part of it, but just in, like, was in one or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not saying she never appeared in a Teen Titans book ever. But, I mean, she was never part of the team. Or, you know, really part of
you
that.
You know better than I do. I just swore I thought
well,
she was,
you know, like
there.
I said, they characters cross over from book to book all the time. I would guarantee she appeared at some point in a Teen Titans comic. But she was never part of the team. Like, Oracle was the Birds of Prey. It wasn't, you know, it didn't have anything to do with the Teen Titans.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously she has a huge history with Dick Grayson. So, I mean, it could just be that.
Right.
You know, as the love interest for...
that's probably Nightwing, what I was thinking.
So,
I was like, that crossover is pretty easy right there.
Right. It definitely is. Well, again, because it's all Bat family. You know, we've had Batman, we've had Gotham already. So, but that's cool. I take it back, because we did have Batgirl in one of the Joel Schumacher Batman movies. But as I say, I don't recall Barbara Gordon ever being on screen before, but I guess she did have that. So. That was kind of an irrelevant statement. And last but not least, we have our Lana Lang cast for the Lois and Clark TV show on the CW.
Oh, yeah? Who is it?
I have no idea how to pronounce this girl's name. It's Emmanuel Cherqui, or I don't know. I'm sure I'm butchering that name. But she was on Entourage, and she's been on a bunch of shows. You probably would recognize her face if you saw her. But... the only thing that, well, I guess, never mind. I was going to say she seems a little bit old for Lana, but, you know, we're getting an older version of, you know, we're not getting the Smallville version of these characters. So I guess if Clark is old enough to have 13-year-old kids, she's old enough to be Lana Lang.
Is she that old, though? She doesn't
look that old. She doesn't look super old, but, I mean, she's been around. Right. Entourage was on the air 10 years ago. You know, she's definitely in her 30s. Is all I was saying. Like, I think of Lana Lang as a teenager, because, you know, she's part of Clark's life from Smallville and, you know. But, again, it stands to reason that if he's the age that he is, that she would be the age she is. So,
she looks roughly the same age as Superman.
Tyler Hoechlin?
Yeah, she looks kind of like him, his age.
Yeah. Yeah, again, it was just another stupid statement, really. I wasn't thinking before I spoke. I do that a lot.
Welcome to the Bright Side Chat.
Yeah.
Bright is not our main...
That's right. Bright. It's not our intelligence.
That does not refer to our intelligence. I think you should put that in the pre-read.
Right. And that's it. That's all I had for news. So.
All right. Let's see. What do I have here? So we had... let's see, our Superman Vader question from last week.
Oh, yeah.
Swords and beer at Jim Blackheart on Twitter replied to us. Did you see that?
No.
I guess you could make the argument that Vader is cunning enough to plan the conflict in a system without a yellow star, or you could argue that the Force counts towards Superman's vulnerability to magic. Without those factors, Superman wins hands down. Yeah, I think that's what we said.
Yeah, it's like, pretty much.
And it's funny, it's like when you, I like the part, without those factors, Superman, well, yeah, because that's what has to use against Superman. Yeah. But yeah.
But no, I would like to think that Superman is clever enough, too, not to fall into that trap. So,
Well, right, he won't go where he doesn't have the power of the sun.
Right.
You don't chase somebody to a red sun or something.
Well, it's not even that he wouldn't go there, but how is he going to get there? Like, you can imagine him just flying and then just falling out of the sky because he doesn't have his powers anymore. So. It's like a, you know.
Yeah, like in the Crisis crossover when he punched Lex and he still was like, hey, still stronger.
Still strong, yeah.
So. But yeah, no, that's the idea, though. Everybody has different takes.
Yeah, so, of course.
That was fun. Let's see. What else do I have from the week? Oh, this one. Tweet actually from this afternoon. Comic Busters tweeted at us at Busters_comic. I don't know if you know. They've been doing, what does he call it? Hashtag CBCF, new comic book fact every day. And today's day 96. So he tries to put out a comic book fact every day, which is pretty cool. Some of them have been really good. This one I happen to make note because he said, did you know Wonder Woman's lasso has no effect on the Joker? And the reason I wanted to bring it up is because I don't know if that's true. Do you know anything about that?
I can't. While you were saying it, I'm trying to think if I've ever seen, in a comic, if I've ever seen it happen.
And yeah.
I can't remember.
So here's the panels that he put in, because he always puts a panel to cite what he's saying.
Right.
And in this panel, the first panel, it's Batman saying to Wonder Woman, not on him. I'm not sure what would spew out of that mind, but it wouldn't be the truth. And that's Batman saying that. And then next panel is, my lasso of truth will ... She's interrupted by Batman saying, no, period. And I don't know if that means that it definitely wouldn't work.
I think it means Batman doesn't want to hear what would come out of his mouth. Not that it necessarily wouldn't be the truth.
Right. It's like, it might be the truth, and you don't want that.
Right. Maybe you don't want to know.
Right. And it could also be, is that a nod? Could it be a nod to everything that we've talked about like getting his origin story? In that, as fans, we don't want his real origin story.
Right.
And neither does Batman.
Right.
You know, and that's what I thought was cool about that. While judging by the panels, I would disagree with Comic Busters, but I love the talk. I love that conversation.
Right.
Because I think it's Batman doesn't want to know. That's exactly what I thought. Same thing you said.
I also don't know that the Joker lies. Like, is he ever not telling the truth? You know, like, does he care? Like, I don't think he cares enough to lie, like, to anybody. Because a lie is generally to spare somebody's feelings, right? Like, that's what you lie about most in life, is because you're afraid of how somebody's going to react. And the Joker doesn't have that fear, right?
Right.
So,
Joker will tell you what you look like in that dress.
Exactly. You know? Yes, you look fat in that dress.
Don't blame the dress.
Right. So
the old jokes.
Yeah.
We're both in trouble.
I know. Well, I just won't play this for my wife and I'll be fine. But
right. Sorry, we didn't put out a podcast this week.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another lie.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going down the rabbit hole.
That's the other thing, too, is not to have anything to do with this, but like, I've got podcasts stacking up now because I'm not listening to them, you know, because when I'm home, I don't just sit here and listen to podcasts.
Right.
You know, I'm watching TV or doing different things and I'm not going anywhere. So,
right.
It's like, I've got days and days and days worth of podcasts just stacking up on my phone.
Yeah, I'm the same exact way because even like I listen all day at work. Well, I'm not working as much. And when I do work, my son's home. He's working with me. So right. I can't put a podcast in and just ignore him. So I have no time to listen to podcasts, but right. doing yard work, I've actually caught up.
You get caught
good.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. So that helps over the
I've
weekend.
I've been working out a little today. Bit in the mornings. So I'm trying to get at least an hour in so I can listen to Garmin every day.
I haven't listened to him.
I've got
in a
other shows
weeks.
Stacking up, you know.
Yeah. The tough thing about Garmin is you can't go back and listen because it's all dated.
Right. It's daily. You know, I mean, you can. Some of it's still funny, but it's relevant daily. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if I would go back. If I was 2 weeks behind, I don't know if I would go back and catch up on them.
That's why I try to keep the morning ones short.
Right.
One, I'm out of material. And two,
all right.
everybody can get through it quick.
Yep.
Oh, and one last thing. Brightside Backcracker update.
Yeah.
That was it.
Okay. I was going to say, do we have one?
I just wanted to mention Dr. Joe's Brightside Backcracker team. Yep. And we're in training.
That's right.
I mean,
we're in
farm team's
training.
Looking good. Everybody's working out at home individually. So we're looking good for the season.
They're socially distancing their workouts.
Yep. So should be good. We're going to come out swinging. Doesn't mean we're going to make contact, but.
Yeah, I was just saying, because every other team's not doing the same thing, so.
Exactly. All right, is that all you got? You ready to get to some comic books?
Sure, are we going to go through this ruse one more time? let's do it.
All right. Hey, what am I spending my money on this week?
Nothing.
I thought you were going to say toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. Still nothing, because you can't find any.
Exactly. All right, let's go through it quick. That was Speculator's Corner. We got, what's next? Back issue.
Back issue bonus. Nothing.
All righty. FOC.
Nothing.
Actually, have there been any announcements on anything that's coming, like new dates?
No.
I thought I saw some stuff on Twitter that... like dates of new material that could, you know, they're like, oh, May something or other. Do you know of anything?
There is actually an FOC loaded in the system this week, but I don't know if we have to complete it or not. Like by Monday, it may disappear. But these are books that have dates in early May, but there's just no way that's going to happen. Like there's not going to be a book in early May.
Yeah.
I don't believe.
But wouldn't the book in early May be what you already FOC'd for when we got shut down?
Yeah,
like
but this
first
is a
open, you know?
This is it looks like a lot of stuff we've already FOC'd.
Okay.
It looks like it's up again to re-FOC. Some of the other retailers have emailed Diamond, and you know, I'm not going to add to it. I'm just going to wait to see what they come back with as a response.
Right.
On whether or not we have to actually do it or not. But this is the first one that's been in there in the last 2 weeks at all, because the last couple of weeks have just been blank.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that is interesting, because I'm wondering if they're starting to be like, okay, let's start planning for the future.
Well, I think they are, but...
it's now for a bit, and not halfway through, but maybe they're looking at, like, what are we doing? What's our end game plan here?
I just think it's premature. Because there's no way we have early May books. You know, we're probably not even going to be open still in early May.
Right.
So I don't know. But like I said, it is interesting that it's there. And,
right. You
know, so we'll see. When I have more, we'll definitely be talking about it next week if we had to actually go ahead and do it.
Okay.
You know, I'll let everybody know.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's good to keep up to, I mean, for us to get this information is pretty cool. Just to know what's going on behind the scenes with FOC. I mean, that's our future, you know.
Right.
You know, it's what the F is for, so.
That's right. Well, no, the F is actually for final, but.
Yeah, but it's the future of what we're doing, you know.
Right.
Making a joke. Everybody knows future is spelled with a PH. All right, that was great. Great FOC this week.
Yep.
Actually, you had a little bit of content there. What did you check out this week? Let's get to check out. John, what did we check out this week?
I actually read a lot. I gave up on The Boys.
let's start out strong.
Yeah, I gave up on The Boys, and I started reading Why the Last Man. and I am actually almost done with that. I think I only have
you
four or
told
five.
Me.
Why?
Are you reading? Because I have that.
Oh.
I haven't read it, but I read I'll get to mine.
Yeah, so I've got like four or five issues left and I'll be done with that. So I'll probably finish that tonight. I was actually trying to get it done before today, but I fell asleep. I couldn't stay awake last night. I just fell asleep reading.
All right. Another riveting recommendation from John.
No. Well,
no, I know. I'm just kidding.
Nothing to do with the book because I plowed through it, actually. Because, I mean, it's 60 issues, and I read basically 55 of them in a, you know, this week.
Yeah.
Really good, actually. I like it quite a bit. You know, a lot of rumors swirling around that about the TV show, and I'm definitely more on board for that show now having read the book. It's funny though that I didn't choose to read this at all based on current events, but it has a lot of similarities to things that are happening right now, you know, because, and again, not to spoil it, 'cause I know you haven't read it, but up until at least issue 55, we don't really know what happened to actually wipe out all the males. But, you know, everybody's treating it like a virus, so they're all walking around in masks and gloves and, you know.
Right.
It's just funny to be reading that now because it's sort of relevant. You know, again, shortages on goods and services, you know.
Yeah.
People, you know, not being able to find certain things at the grocery store. So I just thought the parallels were interesting, right?
So,
you know, they were timely, even though this book was written in, you know, 2003 or 2002. I think is when it started. So, but yeah, it's a really good story. I like it quite a bit, and looking forward to finishing it tonight. So I would pick it up and read it. You know, especially if you have it.
Yeah, I don't know why I did. I know I have it. I just don't know why I didn't pick it. Do you find that it's like remember in high school you break up with your girlfriend and like every song on the radio was about that
right?
And it like just dawned on you.
And yeah.
I think we're doing that now.
We're looking for similarities.
Everything you see, you're like, oh my God, that's just like what we're going through right now. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I actually reread. I was like, you know, and I really liked it then, and I really liked it now, or really like it now, is Mr. Miracle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Tom King's.
Yeah, that's really good. I liked it too.
It's such a quick read, too. That's why I liked it. It's like the panels, the way they move, it flows so nice.
Yeah.
I mean, the artwork's really good. I like, it's like a little pastel-y, but.
Yeah.
I thought it worked. It works really, really well. And the story is, it just flows so fast. All week long, I'm like, do I pick up this book or do I pick up that book? And then where you're like, I was just like, all right, I'm just going to read this again. So.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a good
read. You know, I mean, I only experienced it monthly, so. I mean,
oh, really?
I didn't find it necessarily quick because I had to read it in 12 installments.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't really know how it flows in one volume because I haven't read it since it, you know, was collected. I read it all individually. So, but yeah, like I said, I definitely enjoyed that book. Yeah, could definitely pick it up and read it again because once I finish Why the Last Man, I'm not sure what my next project is.
Well, after Why the Last Man, you'll probably fly through Mr. Miracle.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I think I'm going to try to tackle a big one like Lone Wolf and Cub or something, which is, like I said, that's a really long read. But now's the time, right? If I don't catch up on these things now, I'm never going to. So,
yeah. I'm doing a lot of movies. I've been...
Well, I've been binging like crazy too, yes.
Yeah, movies. Not so much TV. I haven't watched Altered Carbon in like a week and a half.
Oh.
But I did start back in on Rebels.
Yeah, I finished yesterday.
How many seasons is it?
Four seasons.
It's only four?
It's four seasons. It's 77 episodes total.
That's not bad.
They're quick. Like I said, if you break that down, it's 21 hours or so worth of TV. And, you know, when you sit there, like I'm sitting there for 8 or 9 hours a day binging these things. So,
oh my God.
I mean, I went through it in a few days. You know, I've been trying to sprinkle in some other stuff too, but I'd say a few days. I mean, we talked about it last week. I was like halfway done and I finished it yesterday. So it took me a week to watch the other two seasons.
Yeah, I've been doing a couple episodes in the morning and they are really good. I think it's better than Clone Wars.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mentioned that last week. I liked Rebels a lot and I liked it more than Clone Wars. I don't know. Like, we talked about a season 5 being confirmed for this show, but I looked around all over the place yesterday, and I can't see where that's actually true. There's a lot of rumors of a season 5 for right. Rebels, but there's no confirmation from Disney or Disney Plus yet, so that may or may not happen. The series, unlike Clone Wars, this one definitely knew it was ending when it did, so it had a finale.
Right.
And so if it doesn't come back... You know, like it actually had an ending, but it also is very open-ended, just like any Star Wars story would be, to right. where, you know, they could definitely do another season or a spin-off show. But I liked it so much more, and I don't know if it was the fact that, you know, we got to see, you know, you see all your original trilogy characters sprinkled in throughout this thing, where you don't get that in Clone Wars.
Well, even that being said, I would say the difference would be... It's the difference is just like Phantom Menace to just compare Phantom Menace to Revenge of the Sith.
Right.
Revenge of the Sith is just more entertaining because it has more action to it. It had right. more. Revenge of the Sith is also PG-13, but right. it, you know, it was a little bit darker, grittier of a movie, whereas Phantom is just so. Senate driven and right. so dialogue and informational, and that's what I think Clone Wars is.
Right.
Clone Wars is just all that information and it all is. The backstory,
and it's spending great a lot of backstory canon. Right, but it's a lot of backstory about the trilogy that people don't like as much. Right. Whereas Rebels is the backstory.
It's the link.
Or it's not the back. Yeah, it is. It's the link and the backstory
between the two trilogies.
To the original. I mean to the
right.
to A New Hope. And yeah, people just like those characters more. They like that time frame better. And again, this is the building of the rebellion. I mean, that's what right. this show is. And it was really great because, you know, again, I don't want to spoil things for you because you haven't seen it yet. But it's like, where does the rebellion get all the Y-Wings? Well, you find out in this show. Where does the rebellion get all of this stuff? You find out in this show. How do they build their base on Yavin? You find out in this show. So
yeah,
it's all the stuff that you care about. Not right. to say that people don't care about Clone Wars, but again, they didn't like those trilogies as much. and then this one seems to be a lot more action-based. Like, this is just more fun, you know?
Yes. But I find that when I talk to people that are, like, under 30 years old, they love Clone Wars.
Right.
Because they grew up on that. So that was, right. for them, when this was coming out, they were kids. And they were getting backstory to some fun stuff just because, and it was content at home, right. you know, where you and I are like, all right, come on, let's move this along. We, you know, yeah. either we already knew it or we'd heard about it, and it's just not as interesting. Not that I didn't enjoy Clone Wars. I'm just saying it resonated differently with us.
But even with Clone Wars, it's like, it's because the characters that you cared about were not like Obi-Wan and Anakin, because you already know where they go.
Right.
You know, you care about Ahsoka and you care about the clones and all this stuff. And I think that's why you get into these Rebels characters too, because you don't know where they end up. Like,
right.
they're such an integral part of the rebellion, but by A New Hope, you don't ever see them again.
Yeah.
So, again, it's all because of backward storytelling and, you know, right. you can't go back and rewrite them into the, you know, into A New Hope because they're not rewriting that movie. But again, it's all characters that you're super interested in because you don't know where they end up and you don't know what happens to them. Like I said, we all know what happens to Anakin. His story is pretty well chronicled all throughout the trilogy. Or the, not even the trilogy, but the whole thing, really, the whole saga.
Saga.
You know?
The Skywalker saga? Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's kind of why I liked it too. Because you wonder, like, you know, where does Ezra go? Like, he's becoming a Jedi in Rebels. But he's not there. He's not there in A New Hope, and you're like, "Well, what happened to him?" Like, so you get more invested in the characters, I think, than you do with Clone Wars, because ultimately you know the ending for all of those characters in Clone Wars before it happens,
right?
And then I don't know. We mentioned this early on, but I couldn't be more disappointed in this last season of Clone Wars, like. I just feel like they are wasting this opportunity to finish that story off. And seven episodes out of the 12, we have learned nothing about Obi-Wan or Anakin or I don't know. Again, I don't know how you feel about it, but I've been very, very let down by this.
So what are we at right now? So the latest one we had
was them getting recaptured, basically. Ahsoka and the sisters getting recaptured.
By the pikes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think it has any, this end season, I don't think has anything to do with Anakin and Obi-Wan, because we, like you just said, we already know their end story. What everybody wants is what is Ahsoka's story.
And I think what everybody wants is to see Ahsoka and Anakin meet up again. And, right. You know, you want that resolution to that story. And, like, we're just not getting
that. How many episodes is this going to be?
12. There's okay, five so left. And there's definitely a chance. Left. There's definitely a chance for them to come back and
they've crisscrossed
a little bit
the series so far. They just, what was it, two episodes or, yeah, 2 weeks ago?
But
crisscrossed in a starship. Like, right. He sensed her presence.
Yes. But out of these seven episodes, you know, you had four episodes about the, I can't even remember the names, the Black Sheep Squadron there in the beginning. And then we've had three episodes.
Bad Batch.
Bad Batch, yeah. And then,
the Bad Batch.
Three episodes with Ahsoka and these sisters. And, like, why are they introducing us to new characters so late into the series? I don't know. I've just been very let down. I was so excited for it. And it's not that they're not good quality shows, because they are. But, you know, once again, I sound like the same guy that's complaining about the end of Game of Thrones. But it's just not what I wanted out of the last season of this show.
Well, you know? I'll say this. I am enjoying it, but I had the same kind of thoughts as you did in this latest couple of episodes, because I did enjoy the latest episodes and the early ones, the Bad Batch.
Yeah.
I feel like that story's out of place.
Yeah.
I feel like the season should have started with Ahsoka, because that's where we were left at the end of season six. We were like, oh, what happened? They never brought her back. She was in the last episode briefly.
Right.
But throughout the end of six, all we wanted to know is, where did she go? What happened? Where did she go? And then the season ended, never came back. Not according to me, because I just watched it then. But then they start up and you'd think that the next season would be like, all right, now we're going to get into Ahsoka's where she is and everything. And you start with Bad Batch. And that was a fun story. I enjoyed it. But then they get into Ahsoka and you're like, well, what was the point of the Bad Batch story?
Right.
It's almost like it was a different show that they
Well, and again, if you go back to the, you know, the previous seasons, they were, you know, I mean, they did have 3 and 4 episode arcs all the time that, you know, focused, like, because you had the droid episodes. So, I mean, you had a lot of things like that.
Right.
But it's still was kind of sequential storytelling, where this doesn't, I don't know, it feels disjointed, and it's just not what I was hoping for.
Well, I also think that you're feeling right now like you felt back when we were kids, like they're not going to wrap this up in time. Like, we know there's a finite amount of episodes, whereas when I was watching them anyways, when they went off on their little tangents about the droids, it was 6 seasons to fill here.
Exactly.
So you knew there was plenty of time. But now we're going off on this Bad Batch tangent, and you're like, wait a minute, we've only got 12 to go. What are we doing? Let's get the move on here, you know? So, but I did enjoy the whole storyline so far. I like where they're going right now. I like the Ahsoka story. I like the backstory with the, going to get the...
But again, I think they're fine stories if we have multiple seasons still to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, these are great storylines if you're just trying to fill a season and you know you're coming back for another season. But when you know this is it and you only got 12.
Weren't there rumors that there was going to be another one too? Like, this is going to wrap up, they said, but they're very similar to what you said about Rebels 5, is that it's going to be, there is a finale to this, but it is open enough that they could be bringing up another season.
I don't know. I haven't heard that at all. And again, I just don't know where else they could go, because you have to bridge it to Revenge of the Sith eventually. You know, because you know that story continues to pick up there. So I don't know how much longer they could go, you know, with another season. And again, the character that you care about would be like Ahsoka. She's already spun off because she shows up in Rebels, and then she's going to show up in The Mandalorian, and then who knows from there. So they are kind of spinning her character off already. And, you know, again, she's the only one that you don't know what happened to her anyways, because she doesn't continue forward through the trilogy. So yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I've just been pretty let down with that so far.
I wouldn't say I'm let down, but I see what you're saying. Yeah, I'm enjoying
hoping
it,
that
though,
with the last five, we ramp up and spend some time with the characters that, you know, we care about. So
yeah, I don't see anything here either on season five.
Yeah, like I said, it's just a lot of rumor. And again, once you finish it, we could talk about, because there's definitely places it could go, and we could talk about that, but I don't want to bring it up now because I don't want to spoil the end for you. And I wouldn't even continue to read that article because it will spoil the end for you.
No, so, I'm just looking at the headline.
Yeah. Because I read that article before I was finished, and I stopped reading it because I already spoiled the end for myself.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
okay.
And I was like, son of a bitch.
Cool. So, I'll get through that. All right. Do you have anything else this week?
No, nothing that I can think of.
Okay, John, nodding doesn't help.
Yeah, so, my whole week was Why the Last Man in Rebels, so we've already covered that.
There you
that.
Go. All right. All righty. Well, do we want to tell people what we're doing on Monday, or do you want to keep it a secret and let people see? Well, it'll be in the title.
It'll be in the title, so I don't know how much of a secret it's going to be, but...
Well, let's leave a little bit, like, a little anticipation,
leave a little mystery
for Monday.
Right.
A little mystery for Monday. So we're very excited for this one. Little hint is one that we normally wouldn't do when we founded the podcast. Definitely not. But I think it's a good one for this, for everything that's going on right now. I think this is one that'll definitely cheer you up. I kind of picked it, well, to be honest with you, I had it on our schedule for anyways, but I bumped it way up for right now because we got some feedback back when we did, what was it, a couple weeks ago, we did something, an older movie, and people were like, People were telling me like, hey, thanks, I revisited that, and they went and watched it again, and somebody tweeted us and said, they revisit and watched all three.
Oh, really?
The entire thing. And he tweeted.
Well, because you have time.
Well, he said, thanks a lot. Now I've got to watch three. And he doesn't like that one, but he's going to torture himself. So, yeah. So we're going to revisit a movie that we haven't talked about yet, but it's an oldie but goodie. Not too old, but tweet at us. Let us know if you think you can guess it. I probably won't tell you, but you can throw the guesses out there and we'll talk about them. Actually, we won't talk about them in the podcast because you won't tweet at us in time. But we'll talk about it next week. But tweet at us at brightside_chat, or you can email us at brightsidechat@gmail.com. Bunch of great podcasts at Nerdy Legion. Go to nerdylegion.com. You can subscribe to all of them, including us and that guy over at Home Theater. Great podcast. Yeah, an awesome host last week, too.
Yeah.
Guest host, yeah. All right, let's get out of here. And John and I will be back on Saturday morning with our Spider-Man watch-along.
Yay.
Got your cereal all picked out?
I do.
All right. We'll talk about that then. All righty. I'll see you then. Have a great week, everybody. Take it easy.
Take care.
Hey, Fred. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors who we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. and also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.